Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 611, Halo Wishes for 2018, recorded live on January 4th, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And welcome to 2018. Yay!
Yay!
The year of no Halo game. Aw.
Yeah. Aw. You had to burst my bubble.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. At least not one that we know of. They may come with some small game, like another Spartan Assault or Spartan Strike or something, but as far as we know, we're not seeing any new Halo game come out this year.
At least no shooter game.
Right. Nor DLC, probably, for, I'd imagine, Halo Wars 2 or Halo 5 or any other Halo game out there. We're going to be kind of contentless, I guess, this year.
I don't know. They might surprise us with a DLC drop for Halo Wars.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Waking the Nightmare was the last DLC that they've been touting, and they really haven't been any more talkative about any new content coming to Halo Wars 2 after that.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
It might be a quiet year. Well, at least until maybe the spring.
I'll give it to maybe E3 before we hear any possible news of Halo 6.
And then let the rumor mill begin.
As far as game content, though, it's going to be quiet. The next thing that's going to be hyped up is the Halo World Championship, so that'll be going on news-wise. If we get any content for Halo Wars 2, then maybe that. There'll continue to be balance adjustments for Halo 5 and Halo Wars 2, so those will be prominent, but this year is going to be probably heavily focused on community stuff, which we already have a couple of people in the sites for lining up for community guests on the show. So in about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks or so, we'll have our first guest of 2018 on.
Cool.
And then I'm hoping to, for next week, finish Retribution so we can have the book show next week. Still got quite a bit of reading to do. But that's the goal.
Yeah, I started on Legacy of Onyx today.
Nice.
And so far, I'm pretty impressed. The first chapter is a real tearjerker. Be prepared for that.
Okay. I'll try. But I have a little while before I get there, at least.
Yeah. I think there's, what, 6 other books?
That sounds about right. And no, not Halsey's Journal Pins. We have... I get through the books before we do all these journals. And we'll probably get some help on that one, too. Because there's a lot to dissect in that thing. A lot.
Oh, my. I'm not even... First thing I got to do is get it read.
I read through it once on a flight back last year at some point, and after I got done with it, I'm like, that was a lot of stuff for me to think about at one time. I got where some of it fit into some of the other things that went on during the books and other parts of the Halo universe, but there's just a lot of different things in there. And it's kind of meant to be that way because it's a journal. It's Halsey's notes, and they're not supposed to be in a strict timeline of things and collected end to end. That just makes it a little more difficult to comprehend and analyze and store away in the back of my head.
Yeah, it's Buck's story on steroids. Just bounces all over the place.
Pence is saying he's had to read it so many times that he's in the double digits.
You will probably have to read it at least 50 times to comprehend half the stuff that's in it.
Just want a quick note. Laird piped up in the chat and he did remind us that the MCC patch is supposed to be coming this year. So that'll be some exciting stuff for a lot of people. Haas.
Yeah, that'll be nice to, you know, get that patch in. Hopefully it does what they hope it will.
I'm curious to see everything they're going to be, for lack of a better word, quote unquote, fixing. because there's certainly some key things that need to be updated and fixed, but there's, I wonder if there's some other features that they've wanted to implement or get into the game that they're going to add with the fix.
I don't know about features.
Not like huge features, but small things. Like file share fixes and all that kind of stuff.
I think it's pretty much going to be all fixes and maybe some enhancements for the X. But other than that, I think that's probably going to be, you know, the list.
I would think so.
Because, you know, the way they're talking, the way they were talking about it, it sounds like they're more focused on getting it fixed than really updating it or, you know, bringing new stuff to it.
So we'll see what comes with that. I think it's supposed to be either, what did they say, early 2018 for that?
Yeah, something like that. I would probably look at it for probably early to mid-spring.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, probably around the... It depends on how it might line up with Halo Worlds.
Could.
So it could be... And I know it's two different teams working on it, because the HCS team is separate from the development team. So it could be something where they might release it close to a major event within the Halo World Championship series. But my guess is if they decide to kind of let the Halo World Championship have the spotlight and then release the patch outside of that, we may see something either as late as February, if it's going to be on the front end, or if it's going to be on the back end, maybe the end of April, beginning of May.
Unless they decide to hold off until, you know, E3 to drop the bomb.
That would be interesting. It's like, we're releasing MCC with Xbox One upgrades and all these fixes. Oh, and by the way, Halo 6. I could see them doing that.
No matter what, I don't think they're going to be talking a lot about Halo 6 at Halo 3 or at E3. Yeah, Halo 3. Sure, right. you know, it's probably going to be, hey, we're working on this. And you're like, yeah, we know. When we getting it?
We might see a campaign tease. Because I think that's what they've done in the past, right? That's because Halo 3 was the Master Chief and the Portal. And that was the only thing Halo 3 related. So it's usually, I think traditionally it's been just a campaign tease.
I think we're going to get a Halo 5 teaser.
Halo 5 teaser?
Just, you know, Chief walking through the desert in a cloak. And then, you know, Halo 6 at the end or something like that. I don't know.
We're going to get the story they promised us in the advertisement.
Yeah, that would be good.
I hope they learn from that.
Like I said, if you advertise it, deliver it.
Yeah, there's a lot of lessons learned. It's just making sure there's not more lessons they have to learn.
Yeah, don't repeat. Come up with new screw-ups. I mean...
Forge at launch. Working theater.
Yes. A functional theater. You just... I still can't believe that the Halo 5 theater is as bad as it is. Don't get me wrong, I'm glad it's there, but God, it really is crap. Theater for campaign missions too, please.
Yes. That would really help with guides too, for the YouTubers that do that. I think another thing would be good for the theater stuff is would help maybe bring Machinima back a little bit. I know we're kind of outside that era of Halo, but I personally would like to see a little bit more.
Yeah, and one thing I would like to see them add to theater that they have never had is you pull one trigger to go forward, one trigger to go backwards. Because that skip back button always goes too far.
Yeah, I don't know if that's something that has to do with the films are stored up in the cloud.
If you can fast forward, you can rewind.
Well, depending on the architecture, it might not be as easy.
Well, let's put it this way. Halo has never had rewind in their theater. Not in Halo 3, not in Halo 4, not in Reach. None of them have had rewind. They've always had that skip back. You had to do the skip back and then fast forward back to the point you wanted to look at.
I think there's some because of how the save films are, it's just game data replayed. It might not really be possible to play that data. Play that data backwards.
Yeah.
If you have it all loaded in memory, maybe, but I mean, you have to have so much loaded up to a certain point.
You know, it's not that I want to go back that far. I want to go back 2 frames.
Those are always tricky. Need like a second buffer or something, especially for screenshots.
Yeah, you know, it's just this little thing. I mean, in Halo 3, at least, I think after you save the film to your hard drive, there was a rewind function. But
I don't remember, actually.
It's been so long since I played with it. But I'm pretty sure that if you had it saved to the Xbox locally, then you could rewind it. But if you were just watching it in the temporary file, it wouldn't let you rewind it.
I think you still had to jump back 10 seconds. From what I remember in Halo 3, you could fast forward, and then after you got to a certain point, you could rewind 10 seconds up until a major, save point. It was like quarter way through the game, halfway through the game, or a minute back, something like that. You would have 4 intervals of 10 seconds back, which is better than what they have now, which I think is like 40 seconds.
Yeah, it's a long jump. But if you can figure out how to fast forward it, you can figure out how to reverse it. The information's there.
I think it's just maybe a little more difficult because you're having to look back at those actions and then recalculate it up to that point.
I don't care how hard it is. I want it in the freaking theater.
Got to talk to a Halo engineer and see what the solution to that would be.
And if I have to save it locally, that's fine. I don't care. I'd prefer to save it on my local Xbox anyway.
Yeah.
Because this loading this stuff from the server is kind of annoying.
Everything's online.
Yeah, I don't like that. I feel the same way about that as I like written software.
Like written software? Wait, what?
Renting software.
Oh, renting software. Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with that. If we don't see any games in 2018, then there'll just be lots of news, hopefully for Halo 6. And as far as we're concerned, getting some more community people on the show. I don't really think we're going to see any new content for Halo Wars 2, though. I think their last campaign expansion, well, maybe a couple of multiplayer maps and maybe some additional units or leaders or maybe something like that, but I don't see anything big for Halo Wars 2.
Yeah, I don't either. I honestly don't see anything big, period, whether it be a full-on game or DLC, but there's always that chance.
There is a chance.
It's one of those deals. It's if they do what they did with Halo 5, we could see a multiplayer beta for Halo 6.
That's true. We could see something. That
would be late in the year.
That's right. It turned out to be helpful for them because I know, at least for me, Halo 5 multiplayer is the best multiplayer since Halo 2.
No, as far as multiplayers, it's my favorite multiplayer. Nostalgia aside, it's my favorite multiplayer.
Campaign, on the other hand.
campaign, yeah. As far as absolute fun factor, Halo CE. Because it was always fun to get cross-map kills with the Magnum. Just shooting at a name.
Oh, the nostalgia on that one.
But, for... excuse me, day-to-day play, definitely Halo 5. I went in tonight and I was playing some Super Fiesta, just having a blast. It was a close game. I mean, we were going back and forth. Both teams had similar luck on weapons. Nobody really got crazy overpowered weapons multiple times. Towards the end of the match, I got an answer, which I had a lot of fun.
Those are always fun.
And I could tell that I could tell I was pissing them off because all of a sudden all 4 of them were chasing me. Or 4 of them were chasing me. But I had some fun with a Tartarus Gavel too. Just we were on Beaver Creek and I was camp in the teleporter.
And that map is so small, you can get lots of kills really quickly with that weapon.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I did a little bit of Super Fiesta tonight, too. I had a couple of pretty good games, and then a few other games that my team got completely slaughtered. A couple of them were just, they had better weapon spawns, and the other one was just spawning or bad placement.
Oh, there's a few of my deaths were due to just flat bad spawning. You know, I spawned right in the middle of three of them. Yeah. And, you know, I got a plasma pistol.
Yeah, there were a few times where I just spawned. I took two steps. I was dead. And it's like, really, game? I just spawned.
I know the feeling.
Spawning system isn't great in Halo 5. It works. There's definitely been some other games that's been worse in. But the Halo 5 spawning system isn't quite on top.
Yeah, I've always had a problem with Halo spawning systems. It doesn't matter what game it is.
Some games are a little bit better than others.
Yeah, honestly, in my opinion, no, they're all pretty much about equal. I mean, some might be microscopically better, but not by much.
Fair point. I also got to play with DJ a little bit tonight.
Oh, cool.
He was streaming, and I hopped into his lobby, so we did one game of Fiesta 3v3, and the team I was on completely decimated his team. And we also went into Castle Wars, since that's back in rotation, and we played, I think, three games of that, and we won each one.
That's good.
I think two games we had two caps, and one game we had one.
All you need is one more than the other team.
And sometimes on that mode, that's all you're going to get, and when you get that one, you are jumping for joy.
I'd still like to see somebody do traditional Husky Raid on that. I think Husky Raid would be a lot of fun in Halo 5. The traditional one.
I thought someone made one. Where you just have
two boxes and a ramp between them. I haven't seen it. I've seen Meta Raid, but I haven't seen Husky Raid.
Huh. That wouldn't be that hard to forge, actually.
No, it's not that hard to forge. Just nobody's done it. No, nobody that I've found has done it.
I'm curious, and I don't know if anyone in the chat has seen this. If no one has, maybe it might be a long-term Forge project after I move into the new house. Has anyone done a Battle Royale Halo map? I mean, we have gigantic Forge canvases, and it'd be interesting to have like a PUBG-style Halo map and have a full 16 players in there. It'd be cool if we could get a full 24. Since we can't do that, 16 would be, it'd be interesting. Yeah, with five people, it would not be that fun, because that's you'd basically have to have a full 16, maybe 15, like 14 minimum, but you would need a lot of people. Start everyone off with a plasma pistol and maybe like a teleporter box, and have a just random teleporter drops or something like that. I don't know if you could simulate some kind of flyover drop mechanism.
Ordnance drops. Oh,
ordnance drops. Could you? I guess you could script that in the game, but
you could.
I'm guessing, too, I'm thinking now, with the teleporters, the receiver node, you could just script that to move. So you could script that to move over like a minute time frame or something like that.
Yeah, or just have random weapon drops.
The tricky part would be getting something on the screen that would indicate when the next boundary or AKA kill volume would come up. I guess it's soft kill volume, because you want that, I guess, 10 seconds.
Well,
we do have an update this week. Actually, you just got posted about an hour before we went live for the show. So we might stick to Thursdays. It's not something that they post frequently at a consistent time or day. So we might just stick to Thursdays. That's still something that we need to discuss.
Again, 343, pick a day, please, please, please.
Please, Grim. Please.
Please. Pretty please.
Yeah.
I'll send you cake.
Oh. I'll send you cookies. I'll send you banana bread, too. There you go. You got all the sweets. We'll send you all the sweets.
Ooh, banana bread sounds really good right now.
I'm actually going to make some more probably next week.
I haven't had any in probably a couple months.
It's the one bread that I usually make. It's kind of more like a cake, really, just with how heavy it is. But it's one of the things that I make usually every year, and people in the office love it. And then the cookies I make too. I am going to try to make peanut brittle probably in a couple weeks, though, because I like to add something new every year to my repertoire of things I've made cooking-wise from scratch. So I might try to do peanut brittle because I haven't actually made that on my own. I've helped my mom make it before, but I've never actually done it on my own.
Yeah, I'd stay away from peanut brittle anymore.
Why, just too much sugar or too sticky?
Bad teeth. Teeth?
Okay. Yep, guess that one. It happens. At the top of the update, there are a couple of things regarding some news that we've already gone over. Halo World Championship, Halo 5 FFA at the Open Lands, the latest cannon fodder, which was the 100th cannon fodder that Grim posted. So all that stuff is up there. A couple of things in addition to those things is the first FFA tournament for the Microsoft stores for 2018 is going to be taking place January 28th. And those FFAs do start taking count into, I think, the Halo 5 FFA stuff as far as placings. Don't quote me on that, but I think that might be the case. I'm not entirely sure. Since Castle Wars is back, the 343 community team is having a play date tomorrow. That's January 5th from 4 to 5 p.m. So that's actually going to be right before Frag on Fridays. So if you have some time to jump on in, it'll be 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 p.m. Pacific. So jump on in to some Castle Wars and then come on over and join GT and the Pod Tactical Squad for probably more Castle Wars.
We might just play some Castle Wars.
I will be helping move my fiance into our new house.
Fun.
I will not be there this week. I possibly will be there next week. Sketch, Bravo, Unishek, and Grim will all be participating with a few moderator friends from the Halo subreddit. You'll have another chance to get your 343 Ice Unicorn skin if you haven't gotten it already, so make sure you join on up and log into Halo tomorrow. There is someone that has been kind of making the rounds for Halo feedback, someone that's kind of made a little more of a present face. Jesse Thomas has been kind of helping go through some of the feedback that they've gotten through the Halo Community Feedback Program, and recently took to Twitter to answer some questions from the community about different things that they use to pull community feedback. One of the questions in here actually came from Lockout CE, which I think is another one of the people I want to try to get on the show at some point. But he brought up an interesting question about how they gather feedback from all the different platforms people go to. So there's some people that stick strictly to Twitter, Waypoint, Reddit, and all those kind of different community places, and how they garner feedback from those different platforms. There's also some questions in here about the heat maps and the different tunings that they do to the weapons, some of the changes that they make to the game, and how they look through that in focus testing, and how they make those kinds of tweets. So it's interesting questions and feedback that, if you're interested in, to, I guess, the psychology of what the developers do behind the game, this is pretty interesting little bit to read. I haven't read every question, I just read a few. But if you're interested in taking a look at everything that Jesse had to say, then make sure you check out the latest update. Next in the update is the community spotlight. There are a whopping 4 montages that are actually in the update. We normally don't see that many. We normally see only 2 or 3. So people have been busy releasing stuff over the holidays. I personally haven't watched any, so apologies for that. They're all up there, and if they're in the community update, they're bound to be good.
Yeah, I watched parts of all of them, and yeah, they were really well put together.
Someone knows how to use theater mode somehow.
Well, I'm not saying it's unusable, it's just a pain.
Oh, I know. I was just kind of making a joke. One of them is a Halo 3 one, though. But the other 3 are Halo 5. And I think there's only one I recognize, and that's Brutality. I've seen him make montages before, but I don't recognize the other three names for the montage makers.
Yeah, I'm the same. Brutality, I've seen his stuff before. I don't recognize the other people. Brutality. Although I have to admit that Halo 3 one, the guy sets up for some pretty sick kills with vehicles.
Oh, geez. I have to watch that one then.
Yeah, he's got a couple of them that are right at the very beginning. One of them, he kills somebody with the wheel off of a chopper.
Oh, geez. I forget about those. Those are so much fun.
No, with just the wheel. Not the whole chopper, just the wheel.
Oh, yeah. He jumps up on a destroyed chopper,
and of course, the wheel's laying there on the ground. He smacks it with a gravity hammer. It launches. They're on, what is that map now? I had it.
Sandtrap?
Yeah, Sandtrap.
Or Sandbox.
Sandtrap.
Sandtrap? Okay.
The big one.
There's the two. Well, there's Sandtrap, and then there's the one they released that was the Forge version, which was Sandbox?
No, this is Sandtrap. This is not the Forge version. You know, it's, you know, the one with the big long building down the middle of it. It's got two elephants. Yeah, Sandtrap. Anyway, he launches it over that main building and kills another player that's standing next to the flag. It's Capture the Flag match.
Oh. So it's not like a chopper exploded and the wheels just happened to fly off and splatter someone. This was...
No, like he found a destroyed chopper and smacked the wheel with a gravity hammer and launched it over the building and killed a player.
Did it look intentional or was this...
It looked intentional to me.
Wow.
Then another one, same map. You know, you got the gully that goes down between the building. He parks a mongoose on Banshee side, kind of pointed up the hill a little bit, puts a landmine behind it, smacks it with a gravity hammer, launches it to the far end of the building and kills a player.
Oh, gosh.
And managed to blow somebody up happened to be driving by on a chopper with the landmine. So he managed to double kill out of that one.
You have to wonder how many times they try to set this up and get it to work before they actually get one that does.
Yeah.
Some people
The people he's killing, it's my kind of luck. You know, a mongoose comes out of nowhere and just splatters me.
Well, the other thing too is I'm assuming some of these, not all of them, there's a possibility that the person that's getting hit actually has time to get out of the way of it being hit.
Do you look up for mongooses coming out of the air?
No, but I can see stuff up at a certain angle. Like if it's jumping straight from on top of me, then no.
Basically, what he's doing is he's just launching this stuff at the spawns and praying for a lucky hit's what he's looking for.
Gotcha.
You know, when I first spawn in, I'm not looking up.
No. That's true.
But yeah, there's some pretty sick kills in there.
Although that does make me think if we ever get to a point where first person shooters and VR are commonplace, one of the first things I'll do is when I spawn is look up. Especially for Halo.
Incoming.
Is there an impending vehicle or debris about to hit me from the sky?
Well, apparently there is a mod where you can play Halo CE with a VR headset.
Oh, yeah. I do remember seeing something like that a while ago.
Hidden Xperia was doing some of that.
I need to check that out. I wonder if it works on the cheaper Windows VR headsets.
I honestly don't know. I mean, really, all it does is take the video signal and divide it so it'll display on a headset.
Oh, so it's not true 3D?
No, it's not 3D, but it's, you know, I think he's got a Vive, you know, he's got the motion tracking for the headset, you know, that might not work as well, but I think now you can get, was it an Oculus or a Vive for the same money as the cheaper headsets or close to it?
Maybe the Vive. The Oculus, I know, is still at least $700 for the basic one.
But I think the Vive dropped in price. Now, you know, it's a basic kit. I think you get the headset and you get two towers for tracking and, you know, no controllers.
I still need to go to a Microsoft store and try out the Halo experience thing.
I'd like to.
Just gotta, I guess, get out to the Microsoft store at some point. It was fun. It'd be interesting to see what stuff that they have added since then.
I've heard good things about the experiment. Halo 6 VR confirmed. Oh.
That would be interesting.
You know, I've been playing with the idea of some type of head tracking to control the Spartan. But of course, you know, at that level, it's totally impractical to do that without being a full-on VR headset.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be able to do multiplayer with that. Maybe it would be a campaign type of experience only, but you couldn't do the fine motor control like you can with the controller in a VR headset with the current technology. And the limitations of a room, too. Because you can move your head around just trying to like dodge or move out of the way of something, and then you end up walking instead of just dodging, and that could lead to other issues. Unless you can somehow isolate all that movement and actually get it to act this particular way, but that in itself seems difficult. What I was
thinking about doing is basically just setting up some headgear to take care of the right stick? You know, look up, down, left, right. That's it. And I still control my motion with the right or the left stick. You know, my forward, back, left, strafe, left, right.
Maybe.
I bought one. I never did use it, but there was a company making a motion control board for controllers. You could actually wire it into the controller, and you would, instead of moving the stick, you could tilt the controller to control one of the sticks. They actually intended it to be used for driving games.
Interesting.
So, so instead of having a steering wheel, you just roll your controller back and forth. I still got it floating around here somewhere. I just never installed it.
Gotcha. You could probably do that for something like an airplane simulator too.
Mm-hmm. But I had to thinking about that. I mean, that would be neat if you could incorporate something like that into a helmet, but you'd need some type of gyroscopic sensor to be able to determine that you're looking left and right and up and down.
I don't think the looking is the hard part. I think it's the moving. That'd be the difficult part.
Well, like I said, the movement would still be handled by the controller or keyboard if you were playing a PC game.
Yeah, but if you needed to turn all the way around, then you can't exactly control it. Would be easy because controller is wireless.
You turn your head to the left, and you hold your head to the left until you turn around.
Oh, gotcha.
Basically, the headset just takes the place of the right thumbstick. Anything you do with the right thumbstick, you just do with your head instead. You look to the left. If you hold to the left, your body starts to turn to the left.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. Huh. All right. I guess that doesn't sound as difficult after all.
Like I said, when I was thinking about it, this type of technology was still a ways away.
Sure.
I mean, this was in Halo 3 days.
Well, who knows? VR is becoming a more popular thing, and it's becoming a little more household and commonplace, so the industry is going to try to follow it and adopt it. That much we know.
A lot of the VR games that I've seen, or a lot of games that people I've seen use VR with, you're pretty much stationary anyway. One guy I follow, he uses a VR headset to play Forza.
Oh.
And he sets in a racing simulator.
That's cool.
He's got a steering wheel, pedals, shifter, all that.
I guess Fallout 4 is VR enabled, so I wonder how they do it.
I don't know. It's coming eventually.
For Halo, it might be a separate experience. I mean, we have the one that's sent to Microsoft Store right now, but if there's ever a full title release and VR support for the Xbox One X, something like that, then we could see some kind of Halo VR, maybe VR exclusive experience that's not necessarily one of the first-person shooter games.
I do honestly think that the main reason they did the Xbox One X, other than wanting to have the most powerful console out there, is they wanted to do something with VR with it.
Future-proof it?
No, I really think they want to do VR with the Xbox One X. And I think it's closer than most people think.
It could be. We could see a surprise at E3 this year for that kind of stuff. Or CES, maybe.
Yeah, it would not surprise me if by the end of next year there is a VR game for Xbox One X on the market.
And it would just have to be compatible with the Windows VR headsets.
Right.
I could see it. I could definitely see it. Should we get back to the update?
Sure.
There's a couple other things that we haven't touched on yet. Going back to the community spotlight, this is really cool. And this is actually the design that I'm using for the cookies and the cake that I'm using at my rehearsal. But it's a stained glass Master Chief helmet. I've seen this design pop up in a lot of places, actually. It's actually one of the more popular ones.
Yeah, it's a cool looking helmet.
I want one. Needs to be on Etsy.
I mean, stained glass, don't get me wrong, it takes talent to do it, but it's something that you can pick up with not a huge amount of practice to get to that quality. Yeah, you'd have to spend some time, but yeah, you could do it.
The biggest thing I would assume is just getting the glass into the right shape.
You get really good with the glass cutter.
One of my friends...
Well, I mean, anymore with water jets, you know, you could have the glass cut into the shapes in water jet, you know, with a water jet.
Yeah, that's true. Still, it's a very nice piece.
Oh, yeah.
I want one. It's done by... Or it was posted by Icha Bodglass on Reddit, on the Halo subreddit. But it looks really cool. I would definitely hang that up somewhere in my house. Probably in the kitchen window. Sorry, Melissa, if you're listening to this. She probably wouldn't mind, actually. The next couple of things are some artwork that people have done, and oh my gosh, these look amazing, especially the second set.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely amazing work.
Both of them are DeviantArt's. The first image is what looks like just one of the Spartan Fire teams on the Infinity, standing next to, looks like a normal Warthog. Can't exactly tell with the barrel. There's the one image. Oh, that's Fire Team. Shoot. What's the Fire Team from Spartan Ops?
Or maybe,
No, it's not. It's not them. It's another Spartan Fire Team because there's two females in there. This is Spartan team in a Warthog, or in front of the Warthog. And then the other one is Master Chief and Arby on the Ark with Cortana standing on Master Chief's shoulder. Both of those pieces of artwork are incredible. Not to discount the first one, because the first one looks good. The first one kind of reminds me of the Mega Bloks, just with how the Chief and the colors are painted. Both of those tweets, and then the two and the last one are great. They're amazing. Definitely check them out on the update. And then we're on the screenshots, most of which are more holiday-themed ones. We have a couple of gingerbread houses. We have the North Pole with Santa's mansion, or what's that building called?
Santa's workshop?
No, it's like the ancient Greece... because it has the pillars and whatnot. I'm blanking on the word. Yeah, Parthenon. Coliseum? Thank you, Pins.
Oh, Parthenon?
Parthenon. That's, yep, thank you.
Okay.
That's what I was going for. And then there's some Merry Christmas signs. There's the Grunt Forge pieces in red and green. For those decorations, there's Santa on a, or Guilty Spark Santa on a sleigh with the reindeer being grunts. So lots of other holiday goodies in there. There's some MLG and Halo World Championship screenshots. Then you've got your special effects and particle effects screenshots. A lot of them are posted by Primordial117. I should probably actually follow him on Twitter. There is another set that is actually an anime recreation, I guess, an anime character done in Forge, which is, I'm surprised that could even be done. It has been done.
Yeah. Back in Halo 3 days, it was popular to do it with spawns.
Yes. But you have so much stuff in Forge now, it's, people have gone nuts on what they've made in Forge. You can definitely tell it's Forge just because of the Forge pieces, but from a distance, it looks incredible.
It looks really good. I mean, yeah, you can see it's a Forge, you know, it's something built in Forge, but it still looks amazing.
That was one of those things where once I saw it, it caught my eye. I'm like, whoa, this is actually doable?
Somebody with a lot of patience, yeah.
There are some crazy talented forgers out there, for sure. That's pretty much it. The particle effects and the other special effects screenshots look really cool, too. Not to discount those. We have a bunch of talented screenshot artists out there. So kudos to you guys and kudos to all the forgers that put these together as well.
Most definitely. We appreciate your time and effort.
Because we wouldn't be that patient, probably. At least I could not spend that much time doing it.
I started to build a map in Halo Reach and still haven't finished it.
What map? Was it a remake of something, or were you trying to...
Just something that had popped into my head.
Cool.
But it didn't get very far.
Eh, no worries. That'll wrap it up for the update. And we've kind of already gone over the topic that we wanted to discuss, which was things that we are looking forward to regarding Halo in 2018. The World Championship is going to be interesting with MLG. Back to this conversation that we had a few episodes ago, I don't know if the nostalgia being kicked in for MLG is going to stay after Worlds. We'll see what the audience is like on stream and then in person, but I have a feeling, at least for this season, because this will be the first season MLG is back since almost 10 years ago, actually, that we'll have a lot of people tuning in just from the nostalgia standpoint. Actually, no, it's been not quite as many as long as 10 years. I take that back. More like it's 2012, so at least 5 years. We'll have that nostalgia bit. Hopefully, we'll see some people kind of left the competitive scene come back, even just from like people at like the pros and spectators. So hopefully that'll be a good thing for the World Championship this year. We'll see hopefully an announcement for Halo 6 either at E3 or some other gaming convention this year as well. MCC coming out, as Laird reminded us earlier, the MCC patch for Xbox One X and a few different fixes for the game.
Hopefully a lot of fixes for the game.
Yes. Hopefully many fixes. And then we'll be looking at community spotlights as well. We have a couple of people that we have our eyes on again for the coming weeks. And next week, dust off your Halo books, because as long as I get it done on time, we're going to be discussing Halo Retribution. So if you haven't read it or you need a refresher, then go ahead and read up on that, and then we'll be discussing it on the podcast next week. GT, how did we do on the community play date last week, the Fragging Fridays?
We had an awesome time.
Good.
We got crashed.
Oh, jeez. Was it in Turbo or was it in something else?
No, we got party crashed by one drunken Halo.
Oh, very nice.
So we had a pretty good sized lobby.
Cool.
We bounced back and forth between Castle Wars. I think we did a Warzone match and Super Fiesta. But we had a lot of a lot of fun. Justin dropped by, and then next thing you know, I got a party full of drunkens.
Very nice.
But we had a lot of fun.
Good. Reminds me of another thing, too, is Halo Bowl number 3 will be this year as well, which
good
means I need to get my skills back up. So Keys and Confal, if you're listening to this, dust off those gloves and maybe start doing the Spartan or Strategy Saturdays, Spartan Saturdays. I forget what we called it. Let's start getting those ramping up again. I'll make sure to participate and get my skills back up where they need to be so we can actually not finish in last place this year. That was kind of embarrassing on my part.
Yeah, with Drunken showing up at the game night, it went from PG cast to NSF.
Oh, I'm sure it did. It might have been because I texted Justin for his address because I was going to send him one of the Halo Day cards that we had sent out. That could have been.
Well, woke him up and then every one of his friends who was online started showing up too. So it was a lot of fun. No complaints.
That's good. That's good.
I was really sad that I had to leave early because, of course, I had to work last weekend. You know, I was really, really sad that I had to leave early because I was having a lot of fun.
Good.
Well, I didn't have to leave early. I just had to leave.
But at least it was fun. Yeah. For those interested in possibly participating in the Halo Bowl this year, whenever we get around to having an official announcement, we'll have tryouts. Unfortunately, one of those has to be a host position. So either me or GT would have to be taking at least one position. And Keys and Confal right now are our two main stars within the Podtacular Spartan company. So, but we will have tryouts for sure. So anyone is welcome to participate. We strongly favor those that are part of the Spartan company, and there are slots in the Spartan company. So it's not like you can't join, but we will give more preference to people in the Spartan company because they're actually part of Podtacular in that manner over just other people randomly coming in through Twitter or something like that. Want to give the real Halo, or not Halo, the real Podtacular focus community a chance to be a part of it and show off some of their stuff. But yes, Bobby, feel free to try out and we will be more than happy to get you in there. And I know you're going to be packbacking us in Halo Wars. Definitely worth your try and do and trying to do the FPS side of it as well. Want to provide an update for Achieving Halo, GT?
Should be an episode coming out here soon. I just don't know exactly when. I'm still working through my schedule. I've actually thought about trying to get one filmed this weekend, but it kind of all depends on how things go. It's going to be a relatively warm weekend, so I've got a whole list of honeydews to get taken care of and, you know, things that I need to get done while the weather's relatively warm. Because we're coming off of, you know, a cold snap.
Oh, yeah, we're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, today was the warm day, the warm start to the day at 8 degrees.
8 Fahrenheit?
It's supposed to be a nice warm weekend, so hopefully this will work out for me and I can get some stuff done.
Is that 8 Fahrenheit?
Yes.
Or Celsius? Oh, geez. That is cold.
Uh-huh. Over the weekend, the temperature was hovering around zero with anywhere from a minus 11 to a minus 30 wind chill. It was freaking cold.
Yes, it sounds like it was. Okay, then. Well, yeah. Alrighty. Pay attention to GT on Twitter and on the Xbox Club, and he'll post whenever the next party for Achieving Halo is around. Another little YouTube update, too, is I have 40 of the videos uploaded for the podcast, so those will be going up pretty soon. I just need to create the thumbnail artwork, and then I can publish those. On the exporting, I am up to 132. So I'll have them all uploaded through 160, 158 was the last one that Fumo did. So I'll have basically the whole quote unquote first season of Podtacular up on YouTube within the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, by the end of the month. Say by the end of the month. So if you want to go and listen to the old episodes of Podtacular through YouTube, then you have that. You can still download them through the website. All the episodes are up there. They're just not in the podcast feeds. The latest 10 are up in the podcast feeds as to not make it so full. An update on our Spartan Company commendations. We still have not flipped over one of the level 4s yet. We still have all 4 of them. Every week we're getting closer. Road Trip is another 138. Hopefully we'll have that next week. With Castle Wars out, that might get a little bit closer and closer. Then the next one that is the next closest is Forget to Pay the Toll, which is another 35 to go. So Colin Fowle, I know you're not in the chat tonight, but if you're listening, hopefully, I hope you got some during Warzone Turbo. That would have been the perfect time to do it too. Our closest level 5 one is From the Top Rope, and we have another, looks like 572. So I feel like there's probably going to be a couple more months for that one. So that's where we are in our Spartan Company accommodations. Still going after that Achilles helmet.
I got the 4,301st shoulder charge tonight.
Castle Wars?
Huh. Believe it or not, the other one.
Turbo? Wait, tonight. No, Fiesta. Not Turbo. Super Fiesta.
Super Fiesta. I come around the corner on Battle Creek. Come around the corner and there's this guy sniping and I couldn't resist.
That's funny.
He was so focused on his sniper rifle, he didn't even know I was there.
Those are always satisfying when you catch someone off guard and it's like, I got you in my sights and there's nothing you can do about it. Bam. Those are fun. Well,
the funny thing is at the time I was holding a Tartar's gavel.
To add a little bit of insult to injury.
Yeah. I'm like, I can swing it, but he's not paying attention.
Yeah. That's cool. So that'll wrap it up for us tonight. Make sure you guys are following us on our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Discord, Mixer, Twitch, all that fun stuff. So if we have it, just search for Podtacular, and no, not MySpace, and we will never have MySpace. Also, check out the Podcast Network. We are part of a group of gaming-specific shows, such as Podcast 76, Critzcast, Guardian Radio, Work in Progress, How to Murder Time, and The Learning Cliff. I mixed up the order on that one a lot tonight. You can check out all those shows over at thepodcast.com. They have some great hosts, great content, great things to just kind of listen to, even if you're not into the games. They're still well-produced podcasts similar to this one, so go over and check them out and let them know that we sent you. We are looking at moving our live shows to Thursday. We did it on Thursday this week just because of some other things that I was taking care of, and it was my fiance's birthday, so that kind of takes precedence. With the way that the Halo community updates have been posted, it looks like Thursday might be a little bit more of a chance for us to be on top of things. So it's not firmly set yet, but it's more than likely going to be that our live streams will be on Thursdays. Those start at 9 p.m. Eastern time on the respective day. And then our Frag on Fridays starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So you can check those out when we stream those. Podcast is strictly Mixer just because of the instant feedback that we can get through the chat, and everything else we do is across YouTube, Twitch, and Mixer. So make sure you are checking us out on all of those platforms. Thanks everyone for joining us for our first podcast of 2018. Hoping to be an exciting news year, at least leading into Halo 6 and a couple other small things that we have going on in regards to the whole big concept of things. More books, Halo World Championship Series, MCC patch, and a whole lot of community content to be coming out of 2018. So we hope that you'll stay along for the ride. Thanks for everyone who participated during our Xmas X giveaway. He was the one that won the Xbox, and according to GT, actually arrived there today. Thank you for everyone for participating. Not doing the giveaway tonight because it's 2018, and we did everything up through the end of the year. But we'll have more giveaways for sure in the future. Just no more set podcast ones, at least for the immediate future. We will see everyone tomorrow that will be joining us for Fraggin' Fridays. Come join us after the community play date for some Castle Wars or Lobby's Choice, and then we'll see everyone else back here at the podcast next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So until then, keep on fragging 2018.